Winthrop Memories captures in an audio format the newspaper columns of longtime local historian and professor emerita of history, Louise Pettis, who graduated from Winthrop in 1946. Original copies of her columns may be found in the Louise Pettis Archives and Special Collections in Winthrop's Dacus Library.
Home economics was a staple of the Winthrop curriculum in its early years. The original home economics classrooms were on the fourth floor of Tillman Hall. In 1939, a large separate five-story building, now called Thurman, was built as a home economics building. The cost of the building was $300,000 and was built with a combination of federal and state funds. Thurman Hall was quite a contrast to the home management house, a former residence near Winthrop's main entrance, that had been in use for 23 years. Most importantly, Thurman had electricity and the latest version of all the home appliances that could be run by electricity. There was even a garbage disposal, then called a garbage grinder, a refrigerator instead of an icebox, an electric stove, and a great variety of small appliances. There was a fully equipped beautician's work area. Manufacturers donated their latest appliance models for free in the hopes that the students would someday be buyers of their products, perhaps in large quantities for stores. An unusual feature was a room designed to look like a ladies' dress shop, which included display windows for the latest fashions. The clothing on display, however, was made by the students. The girls learned to buy and sell merchandise. The first floor of Thurman had a large paneled reception room. There, the girls were taught the social graces, such as how to stage parties and teas, as well as conduct themselves in a way that Emily Post would have approved. Course descriptions mentioned that the girls would learn tea manners, traveling etiquette, and duties of a hostess in the entertainment world. Alongside Thurman was a nursery school, which enrolled 20 children between the ages of 2 and 5. President Sheldon Phelps explained the presence of a nursery school this way. The central function of each home is the rearing of children. Therefore, a nursery school is the logical clinic of each home economics department. The observation of the habits of little children in eating, in sleeping, in playing, and in learning becomes the subject matter of study for those who would develop homes. Home economics majors, along with psychology and child development majors, also spend a certain number of hours working with the children as a practicum in early childhood education.